Hey, good morning. It's Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Will or John around?
Hold on just a moment.
Thanks.
What's later, Nick?
Hey, Will, how's it going?
We're doing all right.
Okay. So you got my email?
Yeah, I just got your email. And okay, I want to just break this down to you. So next week, well, we're supposed to start the proceedings of the reason we want to do business like this is because we're looking for like a bridge loan in between. We're refinancing our mortgage package, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's going to happen next Friday. But how long it all takes and this and that and, you know. So here's what I know I can't have happen. I just want to make sure because the document says that I will not be able to file any more liens on any type of collateral, okay? You read me on that?
I know it's a little ambiguous with that, but yeah, I know. And the new loan is gonna put a lien on all of your collateral. The loan you're doing, you're restructuring your debt.
Yeah, and I don't want to go to that closing next Friday and they say, there's one little issue here. The Bank of Cardiff has filed this, and we aren't gonna be able to close.
Oh no!
It'll be a day at the dude ranch, and I'll be hanging on the noose then.
No.
And I'll be driving to wherever y'all are.
That's never going to happen.
Okay, number one, the collateral that they refer to all throughout this document isn't not stated what the frig is the collateral.
Yeah, cuz it's there's no collateral. It's your we approve this
it's
loan. It's your money. We approve this loan based on your deposits in your bank account.
Okay, and you have to bear with me here because we've all read something before and thought it didn't mean something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you come to find out after you do it, it did mean something. Like for instance, y'all don't file any type of UCC or anything like that.
No, there is going to be a UCC filed.
There is a UCC filed.
Right. But this isn't going to show up on anyone's personal credit or anything.
Yeah,
like
would it be for the business though, right?
Right.
No, we can't do that then.
Okay, maybe we can. We've gotten around this before, so we can maybe.
I wanted you to understand what's going on because if it didn't matter, I would. I mean, if it was just, I've been working on this loan here for a year and a half. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's about to close. And I'm not going to have it. I can't have I need the money right now to bridge me through this period of transition. But I can't have anything out there like that UCC file because then they can't do anything.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. What if we, two options. What if we can eliminate filing the UCC?
Any type of record, there can't be any type of recorded debt instrument because anything to do with SK because what's going to happen is this bank that I'm working with is taking out the other bank, okay?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So all the debt is being consolidated into one loan, and there can't be anything else done.
Okay.
Any type all of
right.
Debt.
All right, but okay. What if we wait until you close on that loan next Friday?
Yeah, I'm just telling you what's up, and then what I'll have to do is I'll have to get that bank. What they'll do is they'll release the UCC, and what they will do is they'll subordinate to whatever amount of your loan is. You see what I'm saying? They'll be second after you on that $361,000.
Well, we wouldn't need them to be.
Well, they if
You can look into it.
What I'm saying, it's very broad what your contract says.
Right, because this is the thing. What it doesn't say, which is a fact, is we don't look at any traditional bank as a competitor.
Uh-huh.
Right? Any depository institution, we don't look at as a competitor.
What we're going to look at it, if there's a UCC file, then anybody, it's going to cloud up the water.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that, but I wanted to also
that's what's holding me back is because I cannot have that fucked up. That right there would be a bad deal.
Okay. You're closing on with the other one on Friday?
Next Friday.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that the broker you guys are working with, I said that in the email, he sent us your deal, you know? So
which one?
Underwriting.
You know what? We sent out about 10 of these things. No, 5.
Yeah. And I'm sure you're getting
one afternoon. John said, "Here, fax this in. Fax tomorrow."
Yeah, and so I'm sure you're. You know, I think the only reason we're talking is because we actually have the best approval, right?
No, the other ones haven't done anything. Hang on, I'm gonna let you talk to John. Hang on.
Okay.
Just hang on. I got somebody else on the line. Hang on.
All right.
It's a great day at SJ Farms.
It's a beautiful day at Bank of Cardiff.
Well, I don't know what all that means. What we're telling you is we got a big deal going down on that $7 million deal. There can't be no UCCs ahead of it. When they go to close, they're going to look on that damn court record and say, is anything filed over there? No. Okay. Yeah, they're going to say, uh-oh.
I hear you.
Outlook.
You just got to tell me what's going on so I can,
I just told you.
I know, but you didn't tell me yesterday or the past couple of weeks.
We had never got their word on they were fitting to do this until yesterday. They approved it. So.
Okay. Congratulations. I thought it was already approved.
Well, it was in the works. But you know what approved is? Is when they approved it verbally, and you don't approve until you get the piece of paper.
Yeah.
So the lawyer's getting the paper today, so I'm supposed to. Email it to him in Georgia, so and then by next Friday we all go up there and sign, and there can't be nothing filed to get ahead of what they're doing.
I gotcha.
So that's just
unless they're paying it off,
because you'd be sitting there with 360 ahead of them, and they say,
we don't want to throw any spokes in the wheel.
Nobody wants to mess up nobody. Everybody telling everybody the straight of things, you know it works. As long as ain't no damn secrets. And that's what I never dealt with y'all. Y'all don't know me, and I don't know y'all. And I've dealt with some people tell you some things, and they find out that ain't the way it is later on, you know. And so, anyway, I'm not saying. I just know that's the way that situation is. That's all I know about that.
Yeah, okay.
That just holds it up until they get their stuff done, and then we could do it behind that.
Yeah, if you want to do that, but, what I wanted to get at it was, I sent you an email that I know you sent off a few applications like you did with us, and one of the brokers you're working with, he actually ended up...
You know what, we sent that thing off, and he's had that thing 2 weeks or whatever it is, and we were just shopping around at the time to see who had the best rates.
Yeah.
And he never come back with no rate, no way. I don't know what people...
I wasn't making this up. This is a really tough loan, This is a complicated situation. We got it worked out, and
but I'm not
denying.
I didn't say it wasn't, but I'm just telling you where we sitting with these people. This is a $7 million deal we talking about.
Yeah, that's a whole different story.
So we can't have no flying buttermilk. We go up there to sign these papers, and they get over that courthouse and look on the record and see if somebody done filed something. They say,
Yeah. No, I understand. We're the same way. We always check UCC filings right before we, because we're looking for, we don't care about depository banks. We care about, what I'm talking about is the other guy that you sent an application to another bank like us. Yeah. He wasn't a bank. He was a broker. He sent us your deal. And so that's why, I know you're trying to shop around, but, I don't want you to take less money from some other guy to get a lower rate factor when the time comes after all everything we've been through, and we can give you a lower rate factor and less money or a better deal or whatever. I don't want to be, we paved the way and we're able to figure out, navigate the waters to get you an approval.
Well, what, this guy just broker for y'all? The one we're talking about?
The guy who sent us, he sent us your application.
Well, what is he's not even a bank. He just brokers for y'all. I mean, he
sends us business on occasion. Yeah, I don't know him. I just get word from operations. I don't know his file.
He's out of New York. But
yeah, yeah.
When you just send people send you something cold turkey, and you look at it, I look at it suspicious to start with. And many scam deals going around in the country, so I just said,
"Yeah,
we'll just throw him a hook, see what he says."
Yeah, and he's gonna get you.
Oh, that don't sign nothing. He ain't got me. I'm still fleecing.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I know. What I'm saying is as far as the offer,
What if you just borrowed? If we just borrowed it for a year, what would that factor be? Would it be less?
Yeah, big time. Okay. And you got my prepayment addendum, right? So you saw if you borrowed the whole thing the way it was $36,000 discount.
A $36,000? No, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, I sent that yesterday afternoon. I tried to reach you. I missed you guys. Left a voicemail for you.
We were out on the farm.
Yeah, if you...
If we pick all the tomatoes, we'd have a couple $1 million in the bank about 2 or 3 weeks. That's about like Las Vegas, isn't it?
You love Las Vegas, man. You keep saying you don't, but I think you go a lot.
No, I don't. No, I know one thing. You lose. I already know that.
Yeah.
And then they walk around and get your name off your shirt and see who you are, and then they keep up with how much you play, and how much money you're turning and all that kind of mess. That's a business to them,
Yeah.
Well, I told you there's a plane load of losers taking off a plane load thinking they're going to win. That ain't changed.
No.
I've been to New Jersey. I've been to Las Vegas. That's the same damn. Me and my partner used to own a gambling boat.
Really?
Out of Daytona Beach, Florida. About a 200-foot, I call it a ship.
Yeah.
It had a gambling boat. It had on one deck, it had all strictly gambling. Anytime there was, just slot machines, blackjack, a whole 9 yards, just a small casino on a floating boat. And you go out 3 miles and you turn the lights on, electricity on that floor. And that all lights up and everything's game. Everybody go to play it. But you got
no
to go 3 miles out before you.
Yeah.
They're all up and down the Mississippi River and everywhere, that big time for gambling.
Yeah, that must have been some good times.
And then we sold that thing to the partners that had it. They were big-time bookies in Alabama, and they had a lot of money. They wanted the whole thing. So after a couple of years, I let them have my part. I took my money, went and bought me a house in Apalachicola on the bay, down in Apalachicola, Florida. You never heard of that place, but it's...
No.
It's, I bought me a home down there. Put my money in that house. I didn't... And that's where I still got it.
Yeah.
It was an investment in real estate, what it was. It's doubled in value since I bought it 20 years ago.
Nice.
Sure enough. It's worth $800,000 now. Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, if you want to shorten, now that you have this loan approved and you're closing on it next week for your big loan.
Let us get work through this thing. I mean, we're telling you straight of it, okay? I need the money. I need the money.
Well, do you need as much?
But I can't do it until we close that damn loan.
No, I got you, but I'll work up some. I'll get you if you know.
What are you talking about? You get a $36,000 discount. Explain that to me. What are you talking about?
Remember we told you got a discount if you pay it off early?
You had told me before it was $10,000 or $12,000.
No, I gave you a discount on the first, on the interest, right? On the payback.
Okay.
Like discounted the rate.
So the payback
right
now is $150,000 for 21 months. Is that right?
Let me check.
That's about what it is.
Hold on, hold on. I want to make sure. $158,400, right?
And then you're going to take 36 off of that?
And change, right.
For, so what? For doing what?
You wanted to, if you paid it off early.
If I pay it off early, how early?
6 months.
So I pay it off in 6 months, I get $36,000 off.
Yep.
Off of this, but it'd still be 158. Okay, I got it. Still 158 for 21 months. I understand that. And then I pay it off in 6 months, it goes to $122,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, John. If you maybe you don't need as much money if you have this loan guaranteed closing on Friday, right?
Yep.
What would $235,000 be enough?
Might be. What would that be?
Well, that would be a 1.26 rate factor.
1.26.
Yeah, because right now it was a 1.44, right? And so get you a 26. Let's see, 235 times 1.26.
Are we still talking 21 months?
No, that's at 12 months, like you asked.
All right, it's 12 months. All right, see, I didn't know that. All right, it's 12 months.
Yeah, so you wanted to know what it looked like at 12
months. 235 for 12 months is 126. The
right.
Payback is how much?
The total payback is 296,100. So 296.
296. Is that what you said?
Yeah, so $61,000.
$51,000 for 6 months.
No, that's for 12 months.
No, that's 12 months. So that's a 26% interest loan.
Yeah, exactly. And we can put a discount in that if you wanted to pay that off in 6 months. I think it'll be about, I can't guarantee it. I have to get it in writing for you again, but I think it'll be about $23,000 discount if you pay it off in 6 months. But I'm not sure. I have to get that in writing for you.
$23,000 discount.
So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty darn good.
So, if it'd been $51,000 in 6 months, it'd be, about $27,000. Which would really cut that rate about 13% then, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me talk to Will. We're not running. We ain't hiding. We here all the time.
I know. You guys always answer. I know. You've been good. You talk to Will. I might be able to do something where we won't file a UCC file. Let me talk to underwriting and see if we can get that in writing for you. And also, otherwise, we'll wait till next week.
Yeah. Just let me know what y'all decide you can do.
Okay, you got it, John.
If you could do it that way, we'd probably go ahead and close the deal because I need the money. But if you can't, I understand you want to be in you want to secure your position.
Nah, we've done this before. It's complicated. Let me just talk to underwriting and see if this is a deal we can do it on.
But in other words,
yeah, if I can get it in writing for you, I will.
We're going to do the 235, but the big money for 21 months or the half the money for 12 months. 235
for
12 months.
Yeah.
You pay it off in 6 months, you cut the rate way down.
Way down.
Yeah. You cut it down, then can you borrow it back?
Of course.
I mean, you pay it off early.
If you
go back to months again for 235?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just go right back, jump right back in there.
All of these approvals would still be available for you after you paid it off, as long as everything's stays okay with your business, and we might even be able to take another. I already discounted already, so I'm pretty much giving you the returning customer rate, but I might be able to take another take another couple thousand off the payback as a returning customer, you know?
Well, I was talking about this other outfit. I hadn't done none of that yet. We were just fishing. That's all we were
doing. I know. Is he charging you an origination fee?
With banks. I fish for these banks. So he's got the best rate on it, whether it's Bank of America or Regent or who it is.
That's because you're a smart businessman, you know? Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I don't blame you. I just was letting you know,
I got no damn secrets. I mean, that's just
business. I know you don't.
We done put all our cards on the table. You might say like a poker game, we all in.
Yeah, I know you are.
So, I just don't want to be doing something about all this small print contract, small print about that you put in that contract about all them things about the insurance, about insuring the product and make your name, put it in your name or something. Is there something like that? Did I read something about, I reckon you'd be talking about property. If you loan money on some property, you'd be wanting to you'd be wanting insurance on the property.
Right, right. I mean, when we loan,
I'm not insured. I don't have no structure, so.
Nah, we don't care about insurance.
Yeah, that's all right. But it says it in there somewhere.
I'll go through that again with a. I know you did. I'll go through that and see what it says about that.
And it says something about you got to lean on all the money. And I said, hell, you ain't way to take the lean on all the money. What Sam Hill? That ain't so neither.
No, you got you're
like all the money comes in our checking account. That way it reads. Well, that's all your money, whether it's $200,000 or $300,000. We wouldn't know you, but $40,000, you'd be saying, "Oh, that's your money." No, that ain't the way that ain't so, is it?
No, you're a $6 million a year company about to be an $8 million a year company. They're just trying to make sure they get their $360,000 back.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, though, trying to say you aren't attached all that money that comes in that account. That's all yours, and we just pay you your part, but that's just still all your money. That is not so.
No, if you, no, it's just like anything else.
If you had another outfit like y'all that came in there behind you, if something happened, that you would be ahead of them for you collecting your money before they would be.
We're just trying to get in line. Yeah,
that's where you read it to me.
We just want to be in line.
You'd be ahead of somebody that was playing the same game you played.
Yeah, if that guy in New York lends you money after we do, and you default, we're ahead of that guy in line.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that's all right. That's what the UCC says too. Same deal.
Yeah.
Well, we have to see. Let me talk to him which one he wants to do, and you find out whether or not you can put your UCC on after next Friday week. I mean, Friday week. If you can, let me know.
All right. If we can't, we'll just
we'll just wait.
All right, John.
All right.
I'll be in touch. You got it, man.